耀归给你，基督我主。
再一次 ，one more time。
我将荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory, Jesus。
我将荣耀归给。
Lord, we just thank you for your presence here.
主，我们何等感谢你的同在。
And we ask you that you would just continue to be with us.
请你继续的与我们同在。
And just open up your word, let your scriptures speak to our heart.
当我们阅读你的话的时候，你亲自说话。
And God, we pray that they would provide the answer to our circumstances, our situation, right where we're at today.
并且就着我们的环境，主，你今天向我们说话，给我们解答。
Amen. Lord, just teach us how to respond to the challenges in our life, the needs in our life.
教导我们如何面对我们生命中的需要和挑战。
And God, just stir our hearts up with more faith today in Jesus' name.
奉主的名，让我们的信心更多被挑旺。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want just to go over a few scriptures this morning.
今天早晨想和大家一起看一些主的话。
In a way, this is a continuation of a message that I gave, I don't know, a couple of months ago on Luke 11 about importunity.
而且呢，好像是继续两个月左右以前我和你们大家的交通。
Does anybody remember what that funny word importunity means?
谁记得这个字 importunity? 我两个月左右以前交通的。
Go for it, Vicky. You remember.
Vicky, 你知道。
Yeah, it's M, without.
M 就是没有的意思，
相反。Without port, without walls, without a place to kind of, without boundaries.
就是没有一个墙，没有一个两港的保护，好像没有界限，人任何可以都进来。
The scripture often exhorts us to pray with persistence.
在圣经里常用这个字讲到说要不断的、持续的祷告。
But in Luke 11, Jesus says he wants us, he blesses a prayer of importunity that has no boundaries.
在这里，路加福音主耶稣鼓励我们祷告，像没有界限一样的。
Amen.
Amen.
And he illustrated this by describing, he asked the question, which of us who had a friend visit us at midnight?
主耶稣怎么解释呢？他就举一个例子，你们当中谁有朋友半夜来找你？
And though we had went to bed and our children were in bed,
我们全家都已经上床睡觉了。
If this friend stood at our door and knocked and knocked and knocked,
但是这个朋友呢，站在我们门口一直敲门。
We would all more than likely eventually rise and open up.
所以我们很可能的反应就是起来给他们开门，不是吗？
And give him whatever he needed.
然后给他们所需要的。
And so Jesus, using that illustration, told us to ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking and knock and keep on knocking till God, the God your Father opens the door for you.
主耶稣用这个比喻鼓励我们祷告的时候就要不断的敲门，不断的寻求，一直到我们的父为我们开门。
Amen.
Amen.
In Luke 18, Jesus said,
在路加十八章，主耶稣说，
Men ought to always pray.
男人应当常祷告。
And not grow weary.
而不要疲倦。
Jesus knew us, didn't he?
主耶稣了解我们，不是吗？
This is the challenge. We pray.
我们就是有这样的挑战，我们会祷告。
But when the answer does not quickly come,
但是如果他的答供应不及时来到，
we often learn to accept our circumstances because we have grown weary.
我们的反应就是就接受现状，因为我们已经倦于祷告了。
But there are, this Bible is filled with stories.
但是圣经里充满了例子和故事。
Of people that pushed and pressed into God.
那些人不断地在神面前敬虔祷告的。
And received more than they could ever imagine.
所收到的超过他们所想象的。
But oftentimes we do not learn how to pray in this way.
我们常常不知道如何这样迫切持续的祷告。
Till we first exhausted all our other options, amen.
通常我们是用尽了我们所有的办法，然后我们才祷告。
That wonderful woman of God, Corrie Ten Boom.
那位写《密室》的那位姊妹，很有名的基督徒姊妹。
Used to say prayer should be your first choice.
她说祷告应该永远是你的第一选项。
Instead of your last resort.
而不是你最后的解决之道。
Amen.
Amen.
You've heard me use this quote, this quote before. She would ask, "Is prayer your steering wheel?"
我曾经做过这个比喻，不是吗？请问祷告是你的方向盘
？Or your spare tire?
还是你的备胎
？In other words, is prayer the way you drive your life every day?
祷告是你生活引导你生活的方式吗
？The way you maneuver through life?
你是借着祷告来走你每天的路吗？
Or is it like your spare tire? You only pull it out when everything else breaks down.
还是你车厢中的备胎，只有当一切都不行的时候，你才拉出来用。
Now, some of you younger people here, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
在座的年轻人可能不知道我在说什么。
You may never even have seen your spare tire.
你可能从来没有看见过你备胎在哪里长什么样。
You know, it's a tiny little thing buried underneath in the trunk or even underneath the front part of the car.
是一个小小的轮胎，是在你的车厢中的地毯底下的。
But people from my generation,
但是像我这样年纪的人
usually our father always taught us where the spare tire was, where the jack was, how to pull it out and change your tire in case you get a flat.
我们的父亲很早就教导我们说你的备胎在哪里，千斤顶在你哪里，然后你如何把车子举起来换轮胎。
It seemed like back in those days we used to get a lot more flat tires than we get now.
好像从前我们活的时代常常要换轮胎。
Is prayer like that spare tire that you only pull out when you get a flat tire?
请问祷告就我们而言，是不是像备胎一样，有问题的时候才从车厢里拿出来用？
Here I am on the side of the road. I can't go anywhere.
我现在你看车子轮胎爆了，我哪里都不能去，就停在路边。
Oh well, so I guess it's time to pray.
啊，好吧，我想我现在该祷告。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Is that when we pray?
这是我们祷告的时刻吗？
Or do we approach life at every point, every need, every conflict, every challenge? We look to God and pray.
还是在我们人生的每一个需要、每一个挑战、每一个时刻，我们都先借着祷告来仰望神。
God's word is full of wonderful promises for His children.
神的圣经中充满了许多美好的应许，是为着他的儿女的。
Promises of protection.
他答应我们要保护我们。
Promises of salvation and the forgiveness of sins.
他应许。给我们救恩和赦罪的恩典。
Promises of victory over our past bad habits.
胜过我们过去的坏习惯。
Promises of provision and protection for our family.
他应许我们供应我们，包括我们的家庭。
Promise after promise after promise.
圣经中充满了应许。
This book is full of God's promises.
这本书中充满了从神而来的应许。
But how do we set these promises into motion?
但是我们怎么样让这些应许实化在我生命里
？How do we activate these promises?
我们如何把它激活
？How do we take advantage of these promises? Receive the benefit of these promises?
我们如何来使用这些应许，并且享受它的优惠
？It is through the prayer of faith.
是借着带着信心的祷告。
When we feel challenged, when we need that promise,
我们面对挑战，我们需要神的应许。
We oftentimes remind God of His word.
我们还要提醒神他自己的应许。
Do you ever do this?
你有没有这样做过？
Father, you promised in the book.
父啊，你在你的话中是这样应许的。
That you would love me and forgive me and help me and protect me and provide for all the things that I need.
你答应说你爱我，你赦免我，你供应我所有的需要。
So here I am standing on the promise.
所以我来了，站在你的应许上。
And I ask you again, God, to do it for me and my family. Amen.
我请求你为我和我的家庭成全你的应许。
We're not orphans.
我们不是孤儿寡妇。
We have a father in heaven.
我们乃有一个父是在天上的。
And we can depend on his faithfulness to provide what he has promised.
我们可以站在他的信实上，相信他会成就所应许的。
And so without hesitation, without doubt,
所以没有任何的犹豫或疑惑
Without fear,
没有任何的惧怕
We can call on his name
我们可以呼叫他
Here I am, Father
父啊，我来了
I need your help
我需要你的帮助
Amen?
Amen 吗 Amen
Isn't this how our children interact with us at home, especially when they're very small?
我们孩子们特别是在小的时候不是就是这样跟我们来互动的吗
Mother, Father
爸爸妈妈
grandparents
爷爷奶奶
they all hover over the little child, the little baby
都全心地围绕着那个小孩子
at the slightest cry, they're there to see what they need
任何一点哭声都赶去看看他要什么
they pick him up and pacify him or her providing everything that they need
把他抱起来哄他供应他所有的需要
just learning to walk, they may stumble, fall they find themselves in a tight spot And what do they do?
父母怎么样反应?
Instinctively, they cry out.
孩子怎么反应?一要跌倒的时候就会大叫。
And here comes mother.
然后爸爸或妈妈就来了。
Here comes grandfather.
爷爷就来了。
Here comes all four, ready, you know.
来了说四个一起到。
Both pairs of grandparents and mother and father.
那就六个了。
Six people to attend to one little baby's cry. Amen?
是爷爷奶奶姥姥姥爷还有爸爸妈妈通通来照顾这个孩子。
As it should be.
这是理所当然的不是吗?
Prayer is not a real complicated thing.
祷告不是一个复杂的事情。
It is the language of the needy.
这是一个有需要人的他所用的语言。
When I am needy,
当我有需要的时候
，When I need God's help,
我需要神的帮助的时候
，When I cannot fix my own problems,
当我不能解决我自己的问题的时候
，I cry out to Him.
我就向他呼求。阿门吗
？Amen.
阿门吗？
And yet there are some circumstances that challenge us to pray in a way that we have never prayed before.
有的时候我们遇到一个环境，我们的祷告会比像以前从来没有祷告过一样。
Amen.
我们的祷告会跟以前的祷告不一样。
Sometimes we find ourselves in very, very difficult situations that we have no answer for.
有的时候我们落在一个难处里，我们完全不知道怎么解决。
You know, our family right now is challenged by some sickness in our in Lucretia's family. Her father struggling with cancer.
就我个人而言，我的太太的爸爸现在在与癌症奋斗。
The doctors don't have any more answers.
医生已经束手无策。
There's no easy solution.
没有简单的解答之道。
We have two options.
我们只有两个选项。
Either give up and just accept death,
一个就是放弃，然后面对死亡。
Or take God's word and pray one more time.
或者抓着神的话，我们继续祷告。
Sometimes we're challenged by many different things.
我们常被各样的事情所挑战。
Maybe you have a teenage child, a young adult child.
也许你有一个年轻的青少年孩子在家里。
That is running from God.
是远离神的。
That is strayed from the instruction that you taught them when they were young.
说远离你在他从小教导他的正道。
A young person that is doing all the wrong things.
一个年轻人也许在做所有错误的事情。
And though you appeal to them and call on them to turn back to God,
所以你不断的劝告他们，叫他们转回到神面前。
They keep running from God.
他们却仍然一直远离神。
You have two options.
你有两个选项。
Either accept this sad condition, this death, this destruction in their life.
接受这个非常悲哀的、充满死亡的生活方式。
Or learn to pray in a whole new way.
或者 Amen.
There are some situations that demand that we learn to pray in a deeper way.
有些情况让我们学会如何更深入的祷告。
Are you in such a situation?
你现在有没有在这样的光景里面？
Where you feel like you either have to give up on the promise of God,
一面你觉得也许你有一个选项就是放弃神的应许。
Give up all your precious hopes and dreams in God,
放弃所有在神里面你有的希望。
Or learn to pray in a new way.
或者学习更新你的祷告，用一个新的方法来祷告。
Do you have a challenge in your family?
你家中有没有挑战？
A challenge in your body.
你的身体上有没有挑战？
A challenge in your business.
你的事业上有没有挑战？
A challenge in your marriage.
你的婚姻中有没有挑战？
Do you have a challenge that you don't have an answer for?
你是不是面对一个挑战，你是没有解决之道的？
And you either have to give up.
你的选择就是，也许就是放弃。
Or pray in such a way that lays hold of God.
或者呢，你祷告一直到你抓到神。
Amen.
Amen.
The scripture is filled with examples.
圣经里充满了这样的例子啊。
Do you remember in the book of Exodus?
记不记得在出埃及记中
？Moses ascended the mountain.
摩西上了西乃山。
And while Moses was on the mountain with God,
当他在山上与神面对面的时候
in Exodus 32, it describes
出埃及记三十二章这么描述
that the children of Israel,
以色列人
in Moses' absence, because of his long delay,
因为摩西不在他们当中，他在山上离开有相当的日子
they didn't know what happened to Moses, and they didn't know what happened to Moses' God.
他们不知道摩西发生什么事了，还有摩西的神现在怎么样
And so they approached Aaron,
所以呢，他们就去找亚伦
they said, make us a God like the other nations.
他说，为我们造一个神，像其他的列国一样。
So each person began to take off their jewelry of silver and gold.
所以所有的以色列百姓开始把自己的金银珠宝拿出来。
And they formed a golden calf.
然后造出了一个金牛犊。
And they began to worship it.
然后在那里敬拜他。
And so God approached Moses.
所以神就对摩西说，
And pointed out the sin of the people and said, I'm going to have to judge them.
指出这些百姓的罪恶，说我要审判他们。
In fact, Moses stood in front of God and began to intercede.
所以摩西呢，就站在神面前，开始为百姓代求。
And in Exodus 32, verse 10, this is God's response.
在三十二章第十节，神的反应是什么？
Now therefore, let me alone.
神说，不要管我。
God's saying, get out of my way, Moses.
不要挡我的路，摩西。
Quit talking to me about this, Moses. I've got to judge these people.
不要再来跟我说好说歹，我要审判这些百姓。
Look what they're doing. They have turned their back on me and they have forgotten me.
你看看他们做了什么事，他们将背转向我，他们忘记了我。
So he says, let me alone that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them.
说你且不要管我，让我的愤怒临到他们。
And I will make of you a great nation.
然后呢，我要让你和你的后裔成为大国。
What's God saying? We're going to start all over again with you, Moses.
神的意思就是说，我要重新来过，从你开始。
But get out of the way, because I'm going to judge these people.
所以你不要挡住我的路，我要审判这些百姓。
Then Moses pleaded with the Lord his God.
所以摩西就开始为百姓代求。
And said, Lord,
Oh, 神啊，
why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand?
他说，耶和华呀，神啊，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？这百姓是用大能和大力的手从埃及地领出来的。
So God is telling Moses, get out of my way. I'm going to judge this people.
神告诉摩西，不要挡我的路，我要审判这些百姓。
And can any of us deny that what they had done deserved judgment?
我们有任何人能够否认他们所做的是应当被神审判
？And God seemed totally determined to bring the judgment.
神是决定了要来审判他的百姓。
But Moses interceded.
但是摩西挡在中间为他们祷告。
And he pleaded, and he pleaded, and he argued with God. He contended with God.
他跟神讲道理，他要说服神，跟神争执。
And it says in verse 14.
在第十四节，摩西说
：“So the Lord changed his mind about the harm which he had said he would do to his people。”
十四节，因着摩西的祷告，于是耶和华后悔，不把所说的祸降与他的百姓。
Here is a people that sinned and deserved God's judgment。
在这边是那些犯罪背叛神的百姓，应当被审判。
But one man, Moses, wasn't ready to give up on this people.
但是有一个人，就是摩西，他可没有准备要接受这样的后果。
So he interceded and he pleaded and he pleaded and he contended with God.
所以他祷告，他呼求，跟神据理而言。
Until God changed his mind.
一直到神改变神的主意。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
This is an example, just one example, how there are times where certain circumstances look as if a certain bad end is inevitable.
这好像这只是圣经中许多的例子之一，就有时候那个情况是那么糟糕，你也知道那个不好的结果是无可避免的。
There are circumstances that look like there is no hope.
有时候这个情况看起来是没有希望的。
There's no option.
好像没有别的选项了。
There's no chance that this thing can get turned around.
好像没有可能这个事情能够有一个转圜的余地。
Until somebody stands up and stands in the gap.
直到有一个人起来站在破口处。
And begins to pray and pray and pray and pray until there's a shift in the heavens.
在那里不断的祷告，祷告，祷告，直到在天上有一个改变。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
What would have happened to the children of Israel if Moses would have given up?
如果摩西当时放弃的话，以色列百姓会怎样呢？
What would have happened to a whole nation if Moses would have quit?
如果摩西当时就不再祷告了，那整个以色列国当怎么样呢？
We must not abandon our hope.
我们不能放弃我们的希望。
We must not give up on God's promises.
我们永远不能放弃神的应许。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
What would have happened if Abraham would have given up?
你想想，如果当初亚伯拉罕也放弃了话，会怎么样？
Do you remember Genesis 18?
记不记得创世纪十八章？
The story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
在那个索罗马、俄摩拉两个城市，犯罪的城市。
Here is a whole city, a whole community that seems determined to rebel against God.
在这里有两个城，好像已经全心全意的决定要背叛神。
And Abraham's nephew Lot and his family lived among these people.
但是亚伯拉罕他的侄儿罗德和他的全家是住在这个城里。
So when God told Abraham that he was going to have to judge these people,
所以当神告诉亚伯拉罕说我要审判这两城的人。
Abraham began to intercede.
亚伯拉罕就起来代求。
It's an incredible story. If you should read it, Genesis 18, verses 23 through 33, just 10 verses.
你试试看，有机会的时候看看第十八章，二十三节到三十三节，就是十节。
It says in verse 23, and Abraham came near.
就亚伯拉罕近前来对神说。
He approached God.
他来到神面前。
Now you think of somebody that you deeply love that's not in a good situation.
想想一个你所深爱、所关怀的人，他跟神的关系不对。
A loved one that is making all the bad choices.
他做所有错误的选择。
A loved one that whose body is just torn down by sickness.
或者他的身上充满了疾病。
Some situation that you know is just getting worse and worse and worse.
有些情况你知道是每况愈下。
Have you been drawing near to talk to God about those situations?
你有没有因这些情况而更靠近主，告诉主这些事？
And so Abraham asks God, "Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked?"
亚伯拉罕近前来对神说，无论善恶，你都要剿灭吗？
What's Abraham saying?
亚伯拉罕的意思是什么？
He says there's this whole city that God has said He's going to have to bring judgment to.
你说你要审判整个城市。
But Abraham starts to argue with God.
他就开始跟神理论了。
He's saying, "But Lord, what if there are just some righteous there?"
如果这中间有一些义人呢？
Will you destroy them with all the wicked?
你要把他们跟那些恶人一起给剿灭吗？
And he's contending.
他在跟神对抗。
He's finding a way to argue his point. He's bringing the need to God's attention.
他把他的需要呢，找到了一个可依据的理论，在那里跟神讲道理。
He's doing this in, through his friendship with God.
他能够这么做，因为他是神的朋友。
He's doing this through his conversation with God, through his prayer life.
借着他与神的对话，也就是他的祷告。
Have you ever had a friend that you knew that once walked with God very closely?
你有没有认识任何人，他跟神的关系那么亲密？
Only for them later to stray from God.
但是后来呢，他却远离了神。
And you find yourself in God's presence.
然后你在神的同在里。
And saying, Lord, remember how they served you.
你就想起来跟神说，你记得吗？他曾经怎样侍奉你？
Remember how they loved you.
记得他曾经是怎样爱你的？
Remember how they worshipped and how they prayed.
记得他们以前是怎样敬拜、怎样祷告？
And how they went out and they won the lost.
他们怎么样出去寻找失丧的？
Remember their walk with you, God.
神啊，记得他从前是与你同行。
I know they're in a bad place now, but please.
他们现在光景不好，但是神啊，拜托。
Remember my children, God. Remember how precious and young and innocent they were.
神啊，记得我的孩子吗？他们从前是那么清新，那么可爱。
Oh God, bring them back.
神啊，把他带回来。
This is what love does.
这是爱会让我们做的事。
This is what an intercessor does.
这是一个代祷者会做的事。
They remember a better day in that person's life.
他们记得这位堕落的人他过去的美好。
And they go to the place of prayer to remind God of that better day in that person's life.
就借着祷告来提醒神，记得吗？他曾经如何爱你？
Amen.
Amen.
They start to contend with God.
他们开始跟神拉锯。
Abraham, he doesn't know when to stop.
而且这个亚伯拉罕就跟神拉锯战里面，就几乎不知道如何停下来。
Remember, he's talking to God.
记得他跟神怎么说的。
In verse 24, he says, "Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city."
在十八章二十四节，他说，如果这个城里有五十个义人
，Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for 50 righteous?
你还剿灭那地方吗？不为城里这五十个义人饶恕其中的人吗
？Do you see this heart within?
你看见亚伯拉罕的心吗？
Oh, what could happen if God would stir this heart within us?
Oh, 若是神把这样的心在我们里面也搅动起来，会发生什么事呢？
If there were just 50, Lord, would you change things, turn things around?
如果有五十个义人，神啊，你会不会改变啊？
Now he reminds God how he should behave. This is amazing.
这是很特别哈，亚伯拉罕好像在提醒神，他应该如何行动。
Verse 25, he says, "Far be it from you to do such a thing as this."
他说这个断不是你会做的事情。
You would not slay the righteous with the wicked.
你不会把义人跟恶人一样的看待。
Now, does this seem a little bit too bold to talk to God this way?
你觉得跟神这样讲话是不是有点大胆？
When our hearts are moved with love.
当我们的心是被爱来引导的时候
，We find ways to talk to God that we never knew before.
我们就发现，在爱中，我们能够找到一些话是以前我们不会说的，向着神。
So he goes back and forth, 45, 50, 30, 20, 10.
所以亚伯拉罕在那跟神讨价还价，从五十到四十到三十到二十到十个。
If there's just 10, will you spare the city?
他说神啊，若是只有十个义人，你还要毁灭这城吗？
And he says, if there's 10, I'll spare the city.
所以神就说，若是有十个义人，我也不毁灭那城。
The only problem was there wasn't 10.
但是问题就是说，那个城里连十个义人都没有。
But at the heart of the matter was Lot and his family, and that's what was motivating Abraham to pray in such a way.
但是呢，重点是因为他的侄儿罗德和一家在那里，所以亚伯拉罕这样祷告。
And so you know what God did?
所以你知道神怎么解决吗？
When Lot and his family were divided, they were double-minded about if they should leave or not.
当罗德一家还在那里摇摆不知道要不要离开那个将要毁灭之城。
God sent his angels to pick them up and take them out of the city.
神派了他的天使把他们从城中拉出来。
And said, run for the mountains, flee for that city, go over there because judgment is coming.
叫他们朝着小山上的那个城跑。
That was the mercy of God.
因为这个城要毁灭，这就是神的怜悯。
And even then, with that much help from God,
即使神这样帮忙了。
Do you remember Lot's wife?
记得罗德的太太吗？
They're heading out.
他们是头次去向山上跑。
And she can't resist. She looks back.
但是她还忍不住回头看。
Because her heart was still there.
因为她的心还在那罪恶之城。
God is so merciful.
神是满了怜悯。
But Lot and his family were saved because of Abraham's prayers.
因着亚伯拉罕的祷告，罗德一家得救了。
Not just a casual prayer.
不是一个随随便便的祷告。
But a prayer that pressed and pushed and asked and asked and would not quit, that would not give up.
而是一个不肯放弃的祷告，不断的催促，不断的推动神。
There are so many parents in the Gospels that would not stop praying.
在福音书中，我们看到很多的父母都不停止祷告。
In Mark 5:22 and 23,
在马可福音五章二十二到二十三节
，we find a parent that is deeply concerned about their child.
有一个做父母的来到神的面前，他非常关心他的孩子。
Said when this parent saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently.
当他看到耶稣时候，就伏在耶稣的脚前。
Do we plead fervently for the souls of our children?
再三的恳求他，我们有这样为我们的儿女祷告吗？
It's so easy, isn't it, to criticize our children's bad choices at times?
我们很如果是说批评我们孩子所做的错误的选择是很容易的。
To scold them, say you shouldn't do that.
很容易就是责骂他们说你不该这么做那么做。
And we'll argue with them.
然后我们跟他们争吵。
But do we contend with God in the prayer closet for them?
但是我们有没有为着他们到祷告的房间去向神呼求
？Right, parents, we it's so easy to remind our children this and that. Don't do this, do that.
我们做父母的是不是常常这样告诉我们的孩子不要做这个，不要做那个
？You better watch out for that.
你最好注意这个，注意那个。
But do we spend as much energy in our prayer closet asking God?
但是我们有没有花同样多的精力来为他们祷告，为着他们向神呼求
？Amen.
Amen.
So in Mark 5:22 and 23, this father, when he saw Jesus, he fell at Jesus' feet.
所以在这里，马可五章二十二三节，这个人在神的面，在主的面前俯伏
，pleading fervently，
再三的求神。
My little daughter is dying.
我的小女儿快要死了。
My little daughter is dying.
我的小女儿快要死了。
He said, "Please come and lay your hands on her."
求你去按手在她的身上。
Heal her so she can live.
使她痊愈，可以得活。
What would have happened if this father would not have prayed in such a way?
若是这个父亲没有这样来到主的面前祷告
，The little girl was restored. She was healed. She lived. But the difference was a father that prayed.
这里这个父亲的祷告让他活下来。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, traditionally, in the church.
就着传统而说，在教会里。
Let's be honest about this.
我们很诚实的来谈这件事。
It's the mothers that do most of the praying. Can we agree with that?
总的来说，似乎是母亲的祷告多于父亲，不是吗？
Often it is. It's often the mothers that pray.
常常是做母亲的会祷告。
It's the mothers that care. It's the mothers that make feed and prepare the meals for our children.
是母亲为我们预备美好的食物，为我们预备一切的需要。
But what a difference a praying father can make. Amen.
一个会祷告的父亲带来何等大的不同
！Praise God for my praying mother. I'm so grateful.
我非常为着有一个爱祷告的母亲感恩。
But two are better than one, the Scripture says.
但是两个人胜过一个，不是吗
？A mother can get a lot done in prayer.
母亲借着祷告可以成就许多事。
But when she has a father to join her, so much more.
当父亲一起加入的话，
Amen?
那是何等大的祝福！
How many of our children would have already come back to the Lord if they had the combined strength of a mother and a father?
我们有多少流荡的儿女可以早早回来？若是父亲与母亲一同献上迫切的祷告。
Amen? Each of us as leaders, men, are you a leader?
弟兄们，你是你家中的领导，你是领导吗？
We are all called to be intercessors in the area that we are called to lead.
神叫我们在他托付我们的事上要做一个代导者。
So if I have a wife,
若我有一个妻子，
part of my leadership is to intercede for my wife.
我有一个责任就是为我的妻子祷告。
If I have a business,
若是我有一个事业，
part of my leadership, being a good steward over my business, is interceding and asking God's blessing on my business.
身为这个事业中心的管家，我有一个责任，就是为我的事业在神面前祷告。
If I have children,
若是我有儿女，
if God's, you know, I have a responsibility,
我有责任的，
a duty of care,
我有关心关照顾他们的责任，
to intercede for them,
为他们代祷。
Amen.
Amen.
I feed them. I educate them. I teach them.
我供应他们，我教育他们。
I clothe them.
我给他们衣服穿，食物吃。
I give them a house to live in.
给他们一个居住的地方。
And most importantly, I get on my knees every day and pray for them.
更重要的是，每一天早晨我起来，在神的面前屈膝，为他们祷告。
It's all part of that same duty of care for my children.
这一切是神交托我如何关怀照顾我的儿女。
So sometimes we are called to contend with God.
有的时候神是叫我们来跟他理论的。
When the answer doesn't come right away, we don't just accept the circumstances as the inevitable answer from God.
我们不要再因着不耐烦而认为这就是无法避免的情况。
I prayed once, I prayed twice, it still hasn't changed.
我祷告了一次，祷告了两次，情况都没改变。
So I guess God doesn't want to answer.
我想，也许神就不打算回答我了。
All of us have been guilty of coming to this conclusion, haven't we?
我相信在座的每一位，包括我自己，都曾经这样子面对这样的环境，不是吗？
But a delayed answer,
但是一个迟来的答案，
is not the same thing as a denied request.
并是与拒绝我们的要求是不同的。
Just because the answer is slow in coming,
只是因为神的答案来得迟一些，
does not mean that God does not intend to answer.
但这不表示神准备不回答
了。 Anybody ever receive a letter in the mail that got lost?
你有没有有时候收到迟到的迟来的邮件？
Oh, they said the answer's coming.
哦，他们说那个答案要来了。
They must have not meant it.
可能他们不是真的这个意思。
They must have not mailed that letter.
他们八成是没有寄出来。
Only for a couple months to go by, and there's the letter shows up2 months late.
有的时候两个月之后你才收到你所等待的信件。
Sometimes our postal service works, right?
这就有时候我们的邮政系统就是这样。
It didn't mean that nobody sent the answer.
并不是那个答案没有被送出来。
It just got sidetracked along the way.
但是只是在路上单言了。
Amen. And this is a spiritual conflict that we're in when it comes to our families and our needs and the promises of God.
当讲到神的应许，就着我们来说，常常是一个属灵的征战。
And sometimes God sends the answer.
有的时候神的答案。
And there are spiritual obstacles to it getting to its destination.
已经被送出来了，但是因为有那个属灵的挣扎，所以它到的时间延迟了。
Remember in Daniel 9 there was a situation like that.
记不记得但以理书第九章有过这样的例子？
The angel came and told Daniel, I heard you on the first day you made a request.
那个天使向着但以理显现说，我第一天就知道了你的要求。
But there was a conflict in heaven.
但是在我来的路上有属天的征战。
We walk by faith and not by sight.
所以我们是凭信，不凭眼见。
We believe God's promises.
我们奠基在神的应许上。
We keep hoping, we keep praying, even though we do not see an answer immediately.
因着神的应许，我们就相信，而且等候，并不虽然他没有立刻应许成实现在我的生命里。
Do you remember the story in Matthew 22 about the Canaanite woman?
记不记得那个迦南的妇人在马太福音22章？
Verse 22, it says, And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to Jesus, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.
在马太福音15章22节那里有一个迦南的妇人，她喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我的女儿被鬼附得甚苦。
So she's not a Jewish woman.
所以她不是一个犹太人。
She's a Gentile.
她是一个外邦人。
But she has a demon-possessed daughter.
但是她的女儿被鬼附了。
What do you do with a child that would be possessed?By a demon, by a dark spirit.
当一个孩子被污秽的灵、黑暗的灵所捆绑的时候，你要怎么办？
Guess what? The doctor doesn't have an answer for that.
医生是没有办法帮助我们的。
There's nothing at the drugstore you can get off the shelf to fix that.
你们吗？在药店里买到任何药解决这个问题？
Only God can fix those kind of situations.
只有神能够解决这样的问题。
And so she cries out to Jesus.
所以她向神、向主呼求。
But guess what? Jesus had come initially to the Jews and not to the Gentiles.
但是主耶稣来是要帮助犹太人，不是帮助外邦人。
And the disciples tell Jesus, I mean, tell this demon, this woman, Canaanite woman, to leave, that they quit bothering them.
所以呢，这个门徒就说：“你走开，你不要在这里打扰我们。”
And Jesus responds to her and says.You have to go. I've come to the Jews first, and later we'll come to the Gentiles.
门徒来求耶稣说，这个妇人在后面喊叫，请你打发她走吧。耶稣说，我来不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里。
He gives her a strong correction or rebuff. He says, it's not good to give the children's bread to the dogs.
那主耶稣也做了一个比方说。不好把儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
That's kind of discouraging, right?
这听了叫你有一点气馁，不是吗？
But if you would have been that Canaanite woman,
想想看，如果你就是那迦南妇人。
It's not the, you know, it's not the time for the Gentiles to benefit from the gospel yet, and Jesus is saying it's not good to give you bread right now.
在那个时候，主耶稣的执事还没有临到外邦，
How,
所以主当主对他说，还不是时候。
How would you have responded?
你要如何反应啊？
Can you imagine that, Beatrice? How would you have responded if Jesus would have said that to you?
碧秋，你想想看，如果主耶稣这样对你说，你要怎么反应？
Oh, we would have hung our head. We would have like, well, I don't know what to say now.
我们会垂头丧气，就不知道怎么再继续跟主说了。
But this clever woman.
但是这个女人真聪
明。This persistent woman.
她非常的坚持。
This loving mother that would not take no for an answer.
这个充满了爱的母亲不能接受这样的答案。
This mother that had to have an answer for her little girl.
她必须为她所爱的女儿要从主人
到答案。At her heart comes this amazing prayer request.
你知道爱可以让我们带出奇妙的祷告。
But even the little dogs get the crumbs from the master's table.
他说是的，主啊，没错。但是狗也会吃他主人桌上掉下来的碎渣。
And Jesus goes, "Oh, what great faith!"
主耶稣说
And he healed her daughter right then and there.
他说你的信心是大的，给你成全了吧。从那个时候开始，他的女儿就好了。
Sometimes there's a little resistance in the course of our intercession.
有时候在代祷的过程中有，我们会遇到抵抗难阻。
Sometimes there's a barrier or a wall between us and the thing that we're asking God about.
常常在我们所需求的事上和我们之间是有一道墙拦阻我们的。
That either will cause us to give up.
而这些拦阻好像让我们想要放弃。
Or to pray as we have never prayed before.
反而我们应该做的是继续祷告，祷告。
To stay up late at night and pray.
日夜的祷告。
To skip meals so we can pray.
甚至我们不吃餐，我们禁食祷告。
To pray longer than we've ever prayed.
我们祷告的时间超过以往。
Amen.
阿门吗
？Have you really prayed?
你到底有没有真正好好祷告过？
There are extraordinary needs that demand extraordinary prayers.
有些特殊的情况需要特殊的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe a husband that's not following the Lord.
也许你的丈夫没有好好跟随主。
That's making the home a hard place to be.
让你的家是成为一个非常难受的地方。
Some addiction to alcohol or gambling or something else that's making the home a hard place to be.
有些捆绑，无论是酒精还是赌博，让你的家成一个很难忍受的地方。
And some precious woman of God, it doesn't matter how much she talks, how much she shares the Bible, it doesn't seem to make a dent. In that situation,
虽然你是一个敬虔的妇人，但是不管你说多少，好像都没有改变。
And so she begins to pray.
所以她就开始祷告。
And she learns to pray in a way that she has never prayed before.
这个祷告是跟以前祷告不一样的。
I always ask people when they tell me they have this a real hard challenge.
有人有时候跟我说他有这个难处。
And I ask them, I said, are you praying regularly about this?
我说你有没有固定的不断的祷告
？I mean, you're praying every day about it.
你们每一天为这个难处祷告？有啊有啊。
And they say, I've done everything I know to do.
他说我已经想尽了所有的办法。
What I oftentimes will ask then, I said, have you fasted?
我说那你有没有禁食祷告
Have you skipped a few meals?
你有没有一两餐不吃为了这个事情祷告
To enhance your prayer life.
来加强你的祷告生活
And oftentimes these days, a lot of times people say, no, I haven't tried that.
很多时候我听到的反应都是哦，我还没这样做过。
So if you haven't prayed longer, if you haven't prayed and skipped some meals to fast,
如果你没有花时间祷告，甚至能够几餐不吃，用了时间来祷告
there are still some things to try to do.
那就表示你还有 你还有还有空间在祷告上努力。
It's when we fast, it's not that we're twisting God's arm.
当我们禁食的时候，不是来跟神摔跤。
It's that we're so tuned in, so sensitive to the things of this world.
但是因为我们这个人五感呢，对这个世界上的事情很敏感。
Sometimes we don't want to feed the flesh, feed our natural bodies, so our spiritual man can be more sensitive and pray more effectively. Amen.
有时候我们不吃一两餐，是叫我这个人不再对我们这个外面的物质的世界那么敏感，反而对属灵的事更敏感。
Our faith will be a little bit more in touch with the promise of God.
让我的信心能够跟神他的应许更对齐。
I can't explain it to you perfectly. All I know is it does have an effect.
我没有办法很清楚地跟你们解释
Amen?
但是我知道的就是这样做的确有它的效果
If you have a hard challenge,
如果你有一个很大的挑战
set aside some meals.
试试看几餐不吃
And in that time which you normally would feed your natural body,
用那个你吃饭的时间
give yourself to prayer to feed your spiritual man. Amen?
把它用来祷告来喂养你里面属灵的生命
Okay, I've got more scriptures I can use here, but I need to landThe plane, the message here. Where else will it go? Everybody knows I love the story of Bartimaeus. You remember the blind beggar Bartimaeus in Mark 10?
大家都知道，我很喜欢那个乞丐巴底买的故事。
Here's a man that cannot see.
他是一个瞎子。
So he is resorted to begging because he cannot work a conventional job.
所以他无法工作，所以他就成为了一个路边的乞丐。
He doesn't have a trade to provide for himself.
他没有做专业的能力让他供应自己的需要。
So he puts himself in the pathway of other people so they could see his need and hopefully give him some donation.
所以他就选择坐在路边，让人家看见他的需要，也许给他一些赠与。
And one day, this blind beggar, Bartimaeus.
有一天呢，这个乞丐，瞎眼的乞丐。
He hears that Jesus is coming by.
他听到说哦，耶稣要来了。
Because remember, he can't see Jesus.
记得吗？他是看不见的。
Everything he knows about Jesus is only from what he's heard.
所有关于耶稣的事，他都是听来的。阿门吗？
Have you ever felt like, oh, I don't know if I can believe enough to pray that way because I haven't seen Jesus?
你有没有常常这样说？哦，我不知道我们能不能这样祷告，因为我从来没有见过耶稣。
Bartimaeus had not seen Jesus either.
巴底买也从来没有看过耶稣。
Everything he knew about Jesus was just from what he had heard others say.
所有他知道关于耶稣的事都是听来的。
And so here he is by the side of the road and he hears that Jesus is coming down the path.
他坐在路边听到说哦，耶稣要来到这条路上。
And in that moment,
在那个时刻
faith rose up in his heart.
信心在他里面升起。
Because he understood this might be his one chance.
他了解说这可能是他唯一的机会。
So he, you know, there's a big crowd all around Christ or all around Jesus.
你知道每次耶稣旁边都是挤了一大堆人。
And here's Bartimaeus.Jesus!
在这个瞎子巴底买坐在那里就大喊
Son of David, have mercy on me!
说大卫的子孙啊可怜可怜我吧
He's given it all he has, amen?
他用全身的力量大声喊叫
He's just raising his voice and trying to be seen.
他就提高他的声音好让耶稣看见他
His one chance, Jesus! Jesus is passing by.
耶稣经过，这是他唯一的机会。
And he's just trying to lay hold of him.
他要抓住这个机会。
And you know what happens next?
你都知道下面发生什么事，不是吗？
Evidently, some of the people that are following along with Jesus,
那些跟着耶稣当中的有一些人，
probably some of the disciples,
也许是他的门徒，
you know, the same disciples that told, yeah, take those little children away, don't bother the master.
就同样的这些门徒，
those disciples,
说，哎，不要让小孩子来打扰耶稣，就是那些门徒。
They turn and tell Bartimaeus, be quiet.
他们转过来责备他说，
Still,
不要
过声。
不要吵。
But you know what Bartimaeus did?
结果巴蒂买怎么反应？
He cried out even louder.
他叫得更大声了。
When circumstances tell you to be quiet,
有时候环境让我们静声。
Stop crying out like that.
不要再这样大喊。
That's crazy.
你这样子是疯狂的。
This doesn't make sense.
这样做是不合情理的。
What's your husband gonna think?
你的老公会怎么想？
What's your mother gonna think?
你的母亲会怎么想？
What's your neighbor gonna think?
你的邻居会怎么想？
If you keep crying out like that, what are your coworkers gonna think?
你的同工会怎么想？
What does Bartimaeus do? Jesus!
巴蒂买怎么反应？
Have mercy!
怜悯我吧！
Have mercy on me!
怜悯我吧！
Don't you love this story? Amen.
你会真的很喜爱这个故
事。Do you have that kind of heart within you?
你有没有这样的心？
When you can stir that kind of heart within you,
若是在你的里面有这样的信心，
you're closer to a miracle than you know.
你离神迹是非常的近。
You're closer to the answer than you realize.
你离那个答案是超过你想象的近。
And it says in Mark 10 there that when he kept on crying out,
在这里他一直的喊叫。
Jesus acted as if he would pass on by, but suddenly he stopped.
主耶稣从他旁边经过，突然站住了。
He stopped.
他站住了。
Jesus stopped.
耶稣站住。
Jesus stood still.
他不动了，不再往前。
Cried out that way.
然后转过来。
And he said, "Bring him here."
说叫他过来。
That cry.
那个呼喊。
That had no boundaries, no limits. Didn't care what other people thought.
那是不受限制，不在乎别人怎么想。
That cry,
那个呼叫
moved Bartimaeus from the bottom of the pile to the top.
把巴蒂买从众人的最底端带到最上端。
From the back of the line to the front.
从那个队伍的最后面带到最前面。
And the same people that were telling him to be quiet and sit down.
刚才同样的叫他安静的人
are now taking him by the arm and ushering him right up to Jesus.
现在来把他招呼到最前面来到耶稣的旁边。
That's what that kind of prayer will do.
这就是这样祷告带来的结果。
Do you have that kind of prayer within you?
你有没有这样的祷告在你的里面？
Does your family need a miracle?
你的家是不是需要神迹？
Does your business need a miracle?
你的事业是不是需要神迹？
Does your body need a miracle?
你的身体是不是需要神迹？
Are you willing to cry out like that at all costs, not caring what anybody else thinks?
你愿意不计成本代价的向神这样祷告吗？
You think, Mr. David, you're crazy, right?
你们想说，大卫先生，你疯了。
I don't know about you, but I want to be like Bartimaeus.
我不知道你怎么样，我可愿意做巴底买。
My whole life long.
我一生到现在。
I don't want to ever outgrow that. Amen.
我永远不愿意不像他。
So it's so easy when people around you are telling you to be quiet, you can be more, you be more concerned about what they think.
很多时候我们太在乎别人怎么想。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
More that can be more important than God meeting the need in your life.
好像别人的想法胜过让神来供应你的需要。
Have you been tempted to give up? Lately,
你近来有没有想到要放弃？
Maybe you haven't told anybody. If that's not the kind of thing we tell other people.
也许你还没有告诉任何人。当然，常常这种事我们是不会告诉人的。
You feel like giving up on your marriage.
你想在婚姻中你想放弃了。
On your business.
你的事业上你想放弃了。
You know, at one time, many of us had great dreams. We were expecting great things to happen.
我们曾经有那么美好的梦，我们期望美好的事发生。
But not so much anymore.
但是好像这些梦想现在都不存在。
Have you felt like giving up?
你好像准备放弃了。
Are you afraid that you have to give up on one of your children?
你想必须要放弃你的儿女了吗？
You had great hopes for them.
你以前对他们有这么大的期许。
They were going to do great things.
他们要做大的事。
But now, as far as you can see, they're only doing the wrong things.
但是你现在看着他们，他们所做的都是错的事。
You can either give up.
你可以选择放弃。
Or let those challenges push you to another place in prayer.
或者让这些难处和挑战把你推到一个地方向神呼求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, sometimes our head is filled with all these voices, isn't it?
有的时候我们心思中充满了各样的声音。
All these things that tell us.Just how worthless we are, and we can't do it, and we might as well give up.
很多声音告诉我们说，我们做不了的，我们无用的，我们最好放弃。
You can either accept those things.
你可以选择接受这些声音。
Or you can learn to cry out to God in a new way.
或者你可以学着向神呼求。
Amen. So I this is where I'm intentionally going. I want to get us to the place of prayer today.
我的目的是要引导我们大家都转向祷告。
Because I do feel that there's probably some here.
因为我真的感觉到在座的弟兄姊妹
that are being tempted to give up.
有人现在站在那个十字路口想要放弃。
Being tempted to let go of God's promises.
要让神的应许在他身上失去。
Being tempted to accept things that they never wanted.
然后接受他其实以前从来不愿意接受的情形。
If that's you, I want you to stand up so we can pray for you.
若这是你，我要请你站起来，好让我为你祷告。
Now, you know, I know others are here. There, people are going to see, but that doesn't matter. What's most important is what God sees. Amen.
我知道你站起来的时候，好像别人会看到，但是没有关系，因为最重要的是神看见你。
But if you feel like giving up and you don't want to give up.
如果你想要放弃了，但是你实在不愿放弃。
Let's take advantage of the prayers that are in this room.
那我们就来好好的利用在这个空间里的祷告。
Amen. The point that we get God's power and grace in our life.
我们得到神的能力和恩惠
is the point of humility.
是经过我们的谦卑。
James tells us, James 4 says that God gives grace.
雅各书说神恩待谦卑的人。
He gives his power.
他给他们他的能力。
To the humble.
给那些谦卑的人。
To those who will agree with God about their need.
那些愿意来到神面前承认自己需要的。
If you hide your need, you will keep your problem.
如果你把你的需要藏起来。
But you can get rid of that burden, that obstacle in your life, if you will be humble enough to say, will somebody pray with me?
你如果把问题藏起来，问题永远存在。
Amen?
但是你若愿意谦卑下来说，我有需要，我需要帮助，那么大家为你祷告，让你来面对。
This is how we all...started the Christian life, and this is how we walk it out all our days. Amen.
这是我们基督徒如何开始我们的行为，开始我们的行走，我们一生都要如此。
Maybe you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
也许你还没有接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
You have friends that follow Jesus.
但是你有朋友是跟随耶稣的。
You have family members that believe in Jesus.
你有家庭里面的家人是相信主。
But you have never come to that place where you committed your life to Jesus yet.
但是你从来没有把你自己交给耶稣过。
But there's something in your life that is just crushing you, and you don't have an answer for it.
但是你现在在你人生的一个地方有很大的压力在你身上，你从来没有面对过的。
I appeal to you to receive Jesus this morning. Amen.
那我请求你今天早晨邀请耶稣进到你的生命里。
Amen. So this sister, she needs going to prayer.So, yeah, and that sister too. You, yeah, just come on up here, sister. Anybody else?
还有没有人
Anybody else? And you guys can just, wherever you, yeah, just stand right down here. Thank you,
还有没有人有需要来到主的面前？
Now, as these ones come up, I would like some of the brothers and sisters here in our church to come alongside them. Amen. We got four right here.
我们有几位。
Anybody else? Just feel like giving up. If God doesn't break through, you don't know what you're going to do. Come on, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕, 让神来做事。
Amen. Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕, 来到神面前。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you guys begin to pray for these. Just put your arms around them and pray for them. Ask them what they need prayer for and then begin to pray for them.
问他们所需要的祷告是什么，就开始为他们祷告。Anybody else？还有没有人需要被祷告的？
If stirring within you, if your heart's beating fast and he's pulling from on the inside, that means he's ready to do something, amen?
让你的心跳加快，你觉得有需要，你就到前面来。 神就在这里。神在这里。
We need some others to come up here and pray alongside these. Come on.
有需要的就到前面来，愿意陪伴祷告的也到前面来。
Worthy Lord, worthy, worthy Jesus. Come on.